Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
The Satellite Sisters, welcome to the show. It is Sunday, October 20th. I am Liz Dolan. I'm in Santa Monica, California. I have three of my sisters on the phone today. That's why we're so excited. Four out of five. We're very psyched about this. Monica Dolan, you are home in Portland, Oregon, I hear.
Hey, y'all. Just got back from Nashville. And there was a lot of y'alling going on there, so I might be saying y'all a bit in the show.
All right, and we're going to get a Nashville report a little later
yes.
on?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, Sheila Dolan, you are at home in South Pasadena, California, having no connectivity issues today so far, so welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Well, my new strategy is I never log out of Skype. If I log out, I'm not getting back in. And I know there's some new rules in terms of dropping off. Yes. So I never log out of Skype. So I'm always on.
Yes. The new rule. Well, first let's welcome in Leanne. Then we'll explain the rules. Leanne Dolan, Pasadena, California. How's everything there today?
Liz, happy to be here. Had another MC gig last night for a great charity here in Pasadena. And I think I did a fine job because my shirt matched the tablecloths, and I think that's what you want, an MC. I had no idea I was wearing the official color of the event.
Oh, that is so embarrassing.
At least no one asked me for more steak, you know what I mean?
Well, Sheila mentioned the new rules. Only we should explain. The way we record the show is everyone is on Skype, and Skype has a call recorder. And then we get an audio file of the show, which we can then edit and post to iTunes and all the rest. But lately, you know, we've had all kinds of connectivity issues. And so we try calling the person who drops off back, and there's a lot of back and forth. And frankly, it just requires too much editing.
It's a lot of editing.
Once that happens. So we have a new rule that if you drop off, we will call you back once. But if you drop off a second time, that's it. You're done for the week. So we just clarified that before we started today's show. So, but it's not just about, it doesn't just apply to you, Sheila. It applies.
I totally understand that.
Okay.
Because right. Monica could drop off too. Right, yeah, Monica?
I could, but I never have. But it could happen.
All right, Liz, I know you have been out of the country this week. Somehow you went to Amsterdam and back between Tuesday and Friday.
That is correct. I left Tuesday afternoon. I got back Friday afternoon. That is correct.
It wasn't even after noon, Liz. She got back you called me at noon. So that's technically the morning, I think, still. I don't really know. But while you were gone, there were a lot of explosive non-news stories I wanted to fill you in about. Because, you know, this is what the internet exceeds at, is just taking nothing, blowing it up so that everybody has an opinion, and then watching it disappear into the internet ether. So
these are things I might have missed.
You might have missed. They weren't actually news stories, but the internet made them so.
Okay.
First of all, Martha Stewart in the news again. And Martha Stewart is now like the Alec Baldwin of news. You know how Alec Baldwin manages to be in the news every week, even if he does nothing?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to run for Congress. Oh, I am going to run. Oh, I might run. Oh, I had lunch with my daughter. You know, somehow that's a news story. And Martha has now reached that level.
Okay.
So this week, Martha gave an interview where she dissed food bloggers
really
as non-experts. Okay, why does this surprise anyone? Martha Stewart is a snob. Of course, that's her whole brand, people.
That is true. The I am better than you are would be what we call her brand position.
Yes. So if you're writing about the pizza you made in Iowa, you're a non-expert to her. She's not interested in how you canned your peaches. All right? Of course, the bloggers went nuts over this, somehow shocked that Martha Stewart is a snob. Liz, she's always been a snob. She always will be a snob.
I guess the only thing about that shocks me is that she would so overtly bite the hand that feeds her. You'd think she would be smarter than that.
No, she's learned nothing.
Okay. That's true. She's learned nothing.
So, Okay. Another news headline that was quickly retweeted 9 million times. Oreo cookies as addictive as cocaine.
as addictive as cocaine. Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could go into the study that cites all kinds of things about carbohydrates and how our bodies, certain bodies adapt and stuff. But I think we all know this to be true, right? I mean, have you had an Oreo cookie?
Yes. Oh, they are completely addicting.
I know. I mean, let's say carbohydrates in general. Like somebody dropped off the world's most delicious coffee cake for me this week, which I think is kind of cruel when you drop off a coffee cake to a middle-aged woman who works at home.
I know. Yeah, you don't want to be home alone with a coffee cake.
Well, I wasn't for long, Liz, because it's as addictive as cocaine. Coffee cakes are also as addictive as cocaine. Okay. Another gigantic non-news story this week, Liz. Melissa McCarthy was on the cover of Elle magazine in, wait for it, a coat, Liz. This was huge.
Why was that controversial?
Well, Liz, as Sam Champion kept vaguely saying on Good Morning America, I don't know why some people object. Really, Sam, you don't know why? You don't know why? It's because if she was a size zero, she wouldn't have been wearing a coat.
Yeah, okay. Right.
But, you know, the fashion industry considers her that as anyone who's a non-zero, so she's in a coat. Okay. You know what, Liz? It was a really nice coat. I just didn't understand. Did they think they were going to put Melissa McCarthy in?
You know, she might have preferred the coat.
Exactly. Liz, raise your hand if bikini or coat on the cover of... coat. You're going with the cashmere coat. Are you not?
I'm sure, like me, she's a gal who appreciates sleeves. So that takes you down a certain route anyway. You might as well go to the coat.
Yeah, so instead of celebrating the fact that they put someone who was a non-zero on the cover of Elle magazine, now we have to just get all our panties up in a wad over the coat she was wearing on the cover. I thought she looked great. And finally, Liz, this was pretty much the news, the lead-off news story on Friday morning. Kate Middleton played volleyball in wedge heels. I don't know.
How is that even possible?
Because she's Kate, Liz, she can do it all. I mean, she looked fantastic, and she was out on the court in like 4-inch wedge heels, and she looked great.
So. I did miss that. I'm surprised that didn't cross my radar, being like on that side of the world. But no, I totally missed that one.
Yeah, no, it was so. I know that the government went back to work and everything this week, and compromises were made. But Liz, when Oreo cookies are as addictive as cocaine, who can pay attention to the actual news?
So. That's got to be your top story. I know.
I just want to run in case people are mentioning those in the staff meeting Monday morning, you're going to be up to speed. Okay. You're going to be up to speed on that.
Okay, now I'll know if someone brings Oreos to the staff meeting on Monday.
don't touch them.
That they have a real problem. Oh, thank you, Leanne. I appreciate that. I'm all caught up now.
Wow, I was I felt like I was out of the country too, Liam, so thank you. I did hear about the Martha Stewart thing, but I just got back from Nashville, you guys, and when I said I was going to tell you about Nashville, Liz thought I was going to talk about the TV show.
Yes, I just assumed. Well, I know you enjoy the TV show, correct?
Yes, I do, but I know I was in Music City, USA.
Monica, how was it?
Loved it. It was fantastic.
My gosh.
Highly recommend a trip to Nashville if you are a music lover or a country music fan, or even if you're just a music fan. So I had to go on a work trip, and it was a one-day meeting. And we had a choice of going to Baltimore, San Diego, or Nashville.
Interesting choices.
Yes, they were. Well, you know, San Diego is nice, but it's not Nashville. It's not Music City, USA. So I decided to go to Nashville. Now, here's the good thing about the trip. I went with another woman for work who is a true country music fan. And I think that really helped on our trip. It just helped having someone that was just wildly enthusiastic about seeing everything. She loves country music, grew up listening to it. Her parents listened to it. Anyway, so I just took I took the lead, and I did all the trip planning.
Okay.
Because
that's what you do at work.
Dr. Sheila.
That's how you spend your busy hours at work.
Well, that's how I spend my downtime, perusing TripAdvisor for ideas and itineraries and reading trip reports. So, someone has to do the planning. I mean, the thing is, if you go to Nashville, we wanted to go out and hear music. We had three nights there. Now, we wanted to see the Grand Ole Opry, but it only plays on, like, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday night. So that meant we had to stay in Nashville until Saturday so we could go to the Grand Ole Opry on Friday night. So we did that. And then, of course, you know I wasn't going to Nashville without going to the Bluebird Cafe.
Is that in the TV show?
Yes, Liz.
Okay. Oh, God, yes. Okay.
The show.
Liz, you got to get on the show, Liz.
All right. I can catch up.
It is the best looking men on television.
Really?
And every week they introduce more attractive men. Is it me? Monica, or it's just like a whole new crop of them just showed up this season.
Yes. And I would say some of them work at the Bluebird Cafe, Liam.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, the guy at the door, Joe, did not disappoint. I mean, I was already in heaven the minute I saw him. So the deal about the Bluebird Cafe is it's this very small club outside of town. It's in this nondescript, strip mall, like 20 minutes outside of town. It's a place for singer-songwriters to go. And they have, it's mainly acoustic music, and they feature like four or five up-and-coming singer-songwriters every night, and they have a host. And sometimes big stars show up. I mean, it's a place where like Garth Brooks got his start, and Vince Gill and Faith Hill. There's just a lot of history there. It's this very cool club, and it's always been popular, but now the fact that Nashville, the TV show, is filmed there, that's one of the big sets of the show, it's extremely popular. So you have to go online and get tickets the week before, and the tickets went on sale at 8 a.m. Nashville time, which is 6 a.m. Portland time, and they sell out in 3 minutes.
Really?
Both shows.
So I'm sure that she was ready, Sheila.
You were poised at 6 a.m.?
Liz, I was in position at 5:59, set my alarm clock, and I'll tell you, we got the last two seats left in the house for the 9 o'clock show, and we got one bar stool and one church pew. We didn't even get a table. No, wow. The tables were gone like in the first minute. But we had a church pew and we had a bar stool. So we were set. But when we got there, the guy gave us two bar stools together. So we just had, it was just like a fabulous, fabulous night of music.
Oh, that sounds great.
I highly recommend going there, Lee. And it was so special. I just can't even tell you. It was like one of the best places I've ever seen live music. You know, no one talks. It's a listening room. So, and the players, they all talk about their music, their songs. You have to write original songs to play there. That's the other thing. They don't do covers.
No. Good. I like that. Very intimate. Yeah.
Very, very intimate. And I don't know.
Was Gunner tending bar?
Liam, Leon, the guy who took the tickets at the door and sat us was like better looking than Gunner, but
that's not possible.
No, there was one guy that played there that night that was so good looking. I don't even know what his name was. I almost passed out and fell off the bar. He had a dream of a voice. And I just told Barb I was having like an episode there. What I figured out is there's a uniform that men wear in Nashville, and it's like, you've seen it on the show. It's tight, slightly faded blue jeans, the plaid sort of Western snap front shirt, tight.
Yeah.
The whole thing. With cowboy boots. And I'll tell you, that is a good look.
On the right body.
That is like an unbelievable look, especially if you can sing. But we also saw these two, the big
actors. Even if you can't sing,
Right, if you just walk around like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. We did see this, a mother-daughter act called Two Steel Girls. They were on The Voice.
Oh,
anyone
watch that? No, I didn't see them.
Anyways, they were interesting, mother-daughter deal. So then we went to the Grand Ole Opry the next night, which is, you know, fantastic, very fun, exciting, slightly hokey.
Yeah.
It's a live radio show. So they have a radio announcer. They do commercials during the show. They have, like, 9 different acts. Some of them are real dinosaurs that are like members of the Grand Ole Opry, but they can still sing. And then they have younger singers. But Lee, and that night we saw Danny Gokey. Do you remember him?
Oh my gosh, from Idol. Yeah. Yeah, with the glasses.
Yeah, the Gokester. So he was the headliner. So that was super fun. We met these two couples from Norway, and they were on this U.S. tour. They'd been to New Orleans, Memphis. They were in Nashville. Good-looking, you know, 60-year-old. They looked like two sisters and the two husbands. And so my friend Barb asked them, who's your favorite country singer? Right away she goes, Buck Owens.
Really?
Wow. And then there was a lot of, Buck Owens, Buck Owens. It was just, you know, we expected, I don't know, Vince Gill.
Yeah.
They were hardcore.
Or Keith Urban, but we're like, all right, Buck Owens, going way back. We also went to the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Wait, when did you go to your meetings? I thought this was a work event.
No, but the meeting was Wednesday, and it was one extremely long day. And then we went and got the rental car and changed to the cheap hotel. And then we had like the 3 days. We had 3 nights, you know, in 3 days. So Country Music Hall of Fame, fantastic.
Nice.
We spent 5 hours there. You know, they got Elvis's Cadillac. It was just amazing. And then we went as part of the Country Music Hall of Fame. It's like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, but for country music.
That's not that surprising, really.
Yeah, what do you know?
But as part of it, we went to this RCA Studio B, which is this small studio on Music Row. So we got in this little tour bus, went over there. I'm just telling you, that's where Roy Orbison, Dolly Parton, and Elvis Presley recorded most of their songs in Nashville. It was phenomenal to go in there. I mean, I know. I just raving. Anyways, I highly recommend Nashville. You know, email me if you have any questions.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going. Oh. Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the mega moisture duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria algae body oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria collagen body oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful yeah. glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
I would be happy to plan your itinerary.
Yeah, she's on Yelp. Yeah.
I Yelped a few things.
She's your personal trip advisor.
Oh, wow. It was just really, really a fun trip. We had fun. Everything we did was fun.
Oh, that is All right.
Well, speaking of music, I haven't been on the show. This is Sheila for a while.
Yeah.
And I just want to update you on my birthday date where I went to Disney Hall down here in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You gave us the advanced preview that you had a actual date on your actual birthday who had bought actual tickets to an actual event.
I know. It was really phenomenal. And I just want to say we're still seeing each other. So things are still going well.
Nice.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. And at that time, I did mention that he was without a car. I just wanted to say he has a rental car now.
A rental car.
He's
permanently renting a car?
what is... More about that later. But Monica, did you hear that
is
I was seeing somebody?
Is it a zip car?
No, he has a rental car. He bought a car, and then he got in an accident.
Oh.
So now he's in a rental car.
Not a good driver. Okay.
All right. Okay, so basically on my birthday, he bought tickets to the 10th anniversary of Disney Hall, Leanne.
Oh, yeah, that got a lot of press.
Okay, well, it was a big night at Disney.
Yeah.
Red carpet, VIP, RSVP. Here's the thing. We went that night. I got dressed up. He was in a suit. We went downtown. And then I saw the red carpet and the photographers. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is a really huge deal. And I guess... We saw Yo-Yo Ma,
So they didn't let you park his bicycle there?
No, his bike.
It's L.A. They had a bike valet.
No, he didn't have his bike at that point.
I was driving.
I was driving. But here's the thing, Leanne. We didn't know. We weren't quite sure if everyone got invited, if there were different levels of tickets, because it was a big night.
Yeah.
We had great seats. It was Yo-Yo Ma. It was absolutely fantastic. It was so beautiful. But there was this ginormous party going on before the event. It seemed like everybody at Disney Hall was at the party, except for maybe two or three couples. So And we didn't know. I mean, I wasn't. We had fun people watching. It was just great people watching.
What, standing outside the party and looking in?
We were upstairs looking down at the party. I mean,
that's fine.
Yeah, but what do you think? Do you think everybody had access to that party, Liam?
No. Okay. Sheila. It's Los Angeles. For God's sakes, no. This is a, there is a very strict hierarchy, and you're not part of it. So
I'm just checking, all right?
Yeah.
Just
no, that was a big, that was reported in all the gossip columns and everything, the society columns, not the gossip columns. That was for the big giant donors and things like that. Yeah, because I saw the pictures of the tent. So.
Okay, so the funny part was we were noticing a woman all in pink. We called her the Pink Powder Puff. She was in the front row, in the best seat in the house. And so she's there the whole night, the grand dame of the music hall. We don't really know who she is. But unbeknownst to me, one of the parents of the children I tutor was there also. And she knew I was going that night for her birthday. And when I went to tutor the next day, she kept saying to me, "Where were you? We were looking for you all night." And I said, "Well, we were just people watching." And she was at the party.
Yeah.
And I said, "Well, where were you sitting?" And she said, "I don't know. Did you happen to see that woman in pink?" "Oh, you were sitting in the front row? No, we did not see you." We did. Just coming full circle. But yeah, had
just
a great...
just reminding you exactly where your place is in the hierarchy.
Yes, keeping me humble. So yeah, wonderful birthday, still going strong. So more on that to more to report on that as time goes on, I'm sure.
So you never figured out who the lady in pink was? I thought that was going to be part of the punchline. No.
The lady in pink. No, because we didn't care at that point. I mean,
Okay.
It was a very romantic evening, Liz. So.
Oh, that sounds nice. Okay. Yeah. That sounds good.
Okay, so other than that, I've been pretty busy. So basically what I've done in the last 7 days is run an unbelievable gauntlet of parent-teacher talks, conferences. So let me just break it down for you. Parent-teacher conferences, 22 15-minute conferences back-to-back in 2 days. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough one, right, Monica?
Yeah, that sounds really hard.
Yeah, it's a hard one. So, did that. It's over. Following that, the very next day, I had to do open house at school and had to talk for another 4 hours. Yeah, about the school. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not feeling that great either. So I've been talking and choking and coughing for like 5 days.
Oh, that sounds so hard.
And no one seemed to notice how sick I was. That's what's astounding to me. Out of all the parents and people that I talked to, no one said, "Are you okay?" as I was choking, trying to get the words out, which I'm sort of struggling with now, as a matter of fact. Then right after open house, I had to do an open air party, a parent party in La Cañada. And I just want to say, Leon.
Yes.
I went up a mountain for 2 miles.
Yeah.
And then I went down into a ravine, and the party was, it was good. I don't know if it's a good sign or a bad sign when there's a sign outside the house that says, monitored by armed guards.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Okay. So I did that last night. Yeah. And then, and it's not over because tomorrow morning, parent forum at school.
What is that?
That is basically being fed to the lions.
Haven't you talked to every parent by now?
I've talked to every parent. I've talked to every parent in my class, every parent in the other class. I've talked to every parent who's thinking of coming to our school. One mother took my phone number. She liked talking to me so much. She's like a new friend. She was also sick. She missed the tour, but appreciated me talking to her, so she took my phone number. Uh-huh. And tomorrow, we are sitting down for a parent forum, which will be answering more questions about third grade.
Wow. What kinds of questions do people ask in the forum that they wouldn't ask in a parent-teacher conference?
Well, that's the open house.
Or the open house or the parent party. Because a lot of people like to talk shop at the parent party. Leanne, you've been to parent parties.
Yes. Yeah, they do. It's because you have nothing else in common with them but the fact that your child's in the same class.
Sheila, what are you going to do to rest?
I have not rested, Monica, in 7 days. That is the thing. I've been trying to rest, but I haven't been able to. So I just have to make it through one event, one more event tomorrow at 8 a.m. And now the school psychologist will be there. The headmaster will be there. Hopefully they'll field some questions. But at this point, I'm scared of what I might say because I'm so tired.
Well, you have like 15 hours between now and then.
I know. But I'm actually
trying
not
to get, pull yourself together.
Get some cue cards and then just try to stay on script. write down some bullet points. Get some try not to stray from your bullet points.
I know. I'm really getting scared that I'm going to say something really inappropriate. So that's it. I'm actually going to stop talking now because I've been talking.
Okay.
Been talking for 7 days.
Okay. 7 days. So just wanted to check in, guys.
Ooh, okay. That does sound exhausting. Oh, yeah, okay. So, yeah, I only went to Europe and back in 3 days this week,
yeah.
So I'm not too tired. But I'm not... So I mean,
one upping me, Liz.
No. What you do, that is much harder than anything I do. I'm alone in an airplane talking to no one, which is, you know, I mean, when I get there, I have to talk to people. But then, but really, I'm spending most of the time getting there and getting back. And I'm just completely in a cocoon. I find it actually semi-relaxing. But so I'm home. And Leanne, your news roundup was very helpful. I did attempt today to read the paper and get a little bit caught up on things that are going on in the world. So I saw an interesting study in today's Los Angeles Times that I wanted to share with you, though I don't think anyone will really be surprised at the findings. This is a new study published in the International Journal of Sustainable Strategic Management.
Wow.
Yes. Whatever that is. So it was a study to find out how many people are texting and driving. They're trying to prevent texting and driving. And here's the thing. They found that 4 out of 5 college students texted while driving. So that was not a surprising finding. But the biggest finding was that men in particular believe that they can text and drive. And here's the quote. While male respondents widely agree that texting while driving is dangerous, they also believe that they're better at it. So I think it's because they just believe they're better drivers.
Yeah, yes. Right.
And because yes. They believe they're better drivers, they believe they have some spare time while they're driving to just do a little texting.
Right.
You know.
Driving's not that hard. I can do some other stuff too.
Yeah, yeah. So so then there's some detail on that. And then they talk about the different men and women that men actually send fewer messages a day than women, which is not surprising. And they were kind of trying to test your impulsivity. So women appeared to be more impulsive about texting, but that did not carry over to texting while driving. And here's the quote. Females who were more impulsive were not likely to text while driving. This is probably due to the finding that females recognize the dangerousness of texting while driving.
Oh,
so there you have it. That's men, according to the study, text less frequently and less impulsively, but, quote, showed less awareness or less appreciation of the dangerousness. So that's Am I right? Kind of not surprising a finding. Leanne, do you have, I assume you've had some serious talks with your son about texting and driving.
Yes, of course. And, you know, my husband actually, you know, he does not text and drive. Neither one of us text and drive. So I think we've actually been very good role models. You know, my husband drives fast, but he doesn't text and drive. And
I figured that about your husband because he was the last person in the world to even get a BlackBerry.
Get a cell phone. Yes. Yeah. And yes. You know, though, I have to say this. My son loves to drive. So I don't think he, you know, and he has a manual car, which also makes it almost impossible to text and drive. One of the reasons we got him a manual.
Oh, that's a good one, Leanne.
Was because of some driving experts that I spoke to at this, you know, forum. I had a forum myself, Sheila. I did some forumming with the people at Toyota about teen driving and safety, and they said manuals. That's the key. So when you're shifting, you just can't really text and drive.
Oh.
So. And he enjoys driving so much.
Some of us can't even shift, so, yeah.
What's that?
Some of us can't even shift.
Right.
Okay. And if you're like me, I can't text.
Why, because you can't see it?
No, I just don't text, so I really don't know how to do it, because I have the cheap phone.
Right, the cheap phone, where it's like, you know.
The last flip phone in America.
It is, but now I'm just going to tell people that I enjoy driving so much.
Yes.
I really like to drive. That's why I'm not texting.
Okay, good answer.
Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
like... But you are like, going to be happy, okay? That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge. Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. Do I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. Pros isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon neutral custom beauty brand. So pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E. Pros.com/sisters. Thanks, pros.
So I did have a little bit of a social roundup to do, too. You know, we get a lot of messages from you, email. You can be on our Twitter feed is @SatSisters is our Twitter handle. And, of course, we have a Facebook open group where you're allowed to post whatever you want and the Facebook fan page, which we're the only ones allowed to post there. So on the open group, there was quite a range of issues that came up this week. So, sisters, I thought I would just run down a few of them and see how you feel. Okay.
Okay.
First is we have been having some food discussions lately about foods that are in and that are out. So Beckett posted there, Beckett's prediction is the next big thing is going to be Filipino food. And I believe that, Beckett. That would not surprise me. I don't know how you guys feel. You see a lot of Filipino food around the Los Angeles area. So you're going out on a limb on that one maybe, but I think that could turn out to be right. Anyone got an opinion on that?
Yeah, I just feel like it depends on the ingredient availability in all parts of the country to really sort of break out as a food trend. So that's all. If you're not in a place where there's a Filipino market or you can't get the right spices, it's hard to embrace that food trend.
Okay. Now, what are the basics of Filipino cooking?
Why are you going to attempt it?
No, I just want to know what we're talking about.
You know, Filipinos actually, because isn't there a lot of pasta in Filipino cooking?
And a lot of fried chicken.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good. I'll patronize that.
Okay,
as
moving
opposed
on.
To say kale.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, okay. Speaking of no kale, one of the things that you posted on the Facebook group, Leanne, is you're following Top Chef this season. So you posted your own random thoughts on the Top Chef episodes.
Yes, I am going to do that every week after the episode. It's Top Chef New Orleans. If you haven't been watching it, it's already been a really good season, like 100 times better than Seattle. So the chefs are really good. The challenges are very challenging. And this week, Dana Cowan from Food & Wine magazine was there, and it was an elimination quickfire, which is exciting. And she picked four food trends that she wished would die, and the chefs had to cook with that food trend. So it was kale, it was eggs on top of everything, it was
bacon,
smoked
bacon. Smoked. Yeah.
So they pulled a knife and they each had to cook with one of those things. So
yeah, I part of my catching up on the news of the week involved watching Top Chef on my TiVo today.
Well, Liz, are you still into the kale at Whole Foods? Are you doing your own kale? What's your feeling about kale at this point?
Well, you know, I tried the micro kale. Were you on the show where we discussed micro
kale? Yes, micro kale.
Yeah. So kale of all sorts, I'm fine with it. I know people like she had a problem with the kale salads. I personally think kale salad is delicious. So no, I'm sticking with kale.
Me too.
I'm willing to give up on the other trends. Like I have always hated things that are smoky flavored. So
yes, you have, Liz.
Haven't I been on record for a long time?
Yes. I think I tried to serve smoked turkey once and that was abhorrent.
I like a nice smoked almond or something like that. I like smoke.
Okay. All right. Well, there, you know, I did laugh out loud.
Smoked almond. Like, when I think of smoked things, that's the least smoky thing I think of.
But, okay. I also want to mention that my guy actually did a kale salad the other day where, have you ever heard of this massaging?
Yes, I have heard that.
Okay, yeah. So people have heard of that. I've never seen that. And that was quite tasty, massaging kale with avocado.
Uh-huh. Ooh, oh, nice.
All right. Yeah. Well, Monica, you would have enjoyed this, the episode of Top Chef, because after the quick fire, then they had to, they all had dinner at Commander's Palace. Oh. And I know you lived in New Orleans for a long time. Didn't you live right around the corner?
Yeah, I lived right around the corner.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. That looks so delicious.
I know.
And then the next day, they all had to recreate the dish they had from Commander's Palace, which, you know, some people failed miserably at, but it just every single thing they put on the plate looked delish. So, okay, so I caught up with that. Beth posted on the Facebook group, she wondered if anyone else had suffered any motion sickness during the movie Gravity. And okay,
well,
Beth,
now that she's put the idea in my head, I
know. I felt the same way. That's, I was like, okay, now I can't go see it.
Okay. No, Leon, I know why you can't go see it. I'm going to explain. That's when I saw Beth's message, I was like, I need to warn Leon. So I went to see it yesterday, and Beth, I can see how someone would have motion sickness. I did not. But I can see that that could be an issue, especially if you were, like, seated too close to the screen. And I saw the 3D version, so it could have been an issue. I did not suffer from that. But for people who are claustrophobic, oh, my God, Leon, I think
okay. Leon's already... She's already sweating when you said the word.
I would just say for you, sit near the exit. Because the whole thing is Sandra Bullock sealed in this tiny little capsule.
Yeah, I'm out right now. I can't. I believe she's good. I hope she wins the Oscar, but I'm out. I can't go.
She's awesome, and it's an awesome movie. This is one of the most dramatic movies I've seen in years. It is literally edge of your seat drama. Yes, really, really, really good. But the space capsule she's in, here's another thing. Throughout the movie, it just keeps getting smaller and smaller, the space that she's in.
So, oh, God.
You know, okay. I would say for those of you who have a lot of seasickness, it's sketchy. For those of you that are claustrophobic, just sit near the exit. Okay, next thing on the social roundup on the Facebook group, Leon, this week on the show that you and Julie do during the week, let's remind everyone, we now have two Satellite Sisters a week, and the Tuesday show is you and Julie. You had a lengthy discussion about the habits of successful people before 8 a.m., mm-hmm. and you pledged to each other, I believe there were five of them. Is that
five.
It? So
yes.
You pledged that you were going to give this a go this week. So I just wanted to ask you, with Julie not even on the show, so she won't even have to hear how you're doing on the 5 out of 5, but how are you doing?
So here are the five. You're supposed to exercise. You're supposed to eat a healthy breakfast. You're supposed to visualize your day.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to top load your day. So do all the odious tasks, like first thing in the morning, the things you're dreading doing, you're supposed to do those. And then it's visualize something and then plan your day, like
right.
Do a to-do list.
Oh yeah, right.
Liz, it was like the minute the words came out of my mouth, I'm going to try this. It was like my coffin was sealed. It's been an epic fail.
You knew you weren't even going to really try.
I have gotten less done in the last 4 days than ever. One day, my husband woke me up at 4. I was up at 4:15. I still got nothing done. I was like, oh, I got to watch Nashville. You know, I like to watch TV in the morning when the boys aren't there. And oh, then I was, you know, looking at the internet, and then the coffee cake arrived. I didn't even get in a healthy breakfast some of these days. It's like the minute I said I was going to try it, it has been an epic fail. And I've been so uptight about it, too. So it's been really a lose-lose.
Okay.
Like, well, I know I should get off the couch and exercise before 8 a.m., but yeah. I'll have another piece of coffee cake.
I thought you had a shot at the exercise before 8 a.m. one, only because you do get up so early in the morning on most mornings.
I've always hated exercising in the morning. And I do have to, you know, make breakfast for the kids or my son, make him lunch, get him to school. I do have the dog.
Yes.
I do have other –
responsibilities. Yeah.
I think successful people don't have any other people in their lives.
like Martha Stewart. She's got nobody.
Or they don't watch Nashville at 5 o'clock in the morning. Like I did. So yeah, I had to write my Top Chef roundup. I mean, I was doing stuff. It just wasn't on the list. So it's been a failure. So I have one more day tomorrow before Tuesday's show to see if I can pull it off before eating.
And Julie was saying that she already does 3 out of 5. So, right, she didn't really do the visualizing, which is pretty much laying in bed and thinking about your day, right?
Which I like doing. I enjoy doing it. That's why I excel at that.
And well, then, Julie never sits down, so she's not going to have time to visualize.
Yes, and then it was the odious tasks. Because, you know, Julie likes to worry about things, as she proved last week on the show. She likes to worry about things all day long, and So that's what she, and even that, I was like, all I had to do was call the orthodontist and make an appointment for I just like, she's going to yell at me. I don't know it.
Okay. All right. Well, your secret is safe. Secret is safe with us. You can tell Julie whatever you want on Tuesday's show.
I'll come clean.
Okay. Next thing on the social roundup, Samantha spotted a trend and she wanted to know if the rest of us were aware of infinity scarves on babies.
Oh my gosh. I think that would be very unsafe.
Yes. Several commenters made that same point, Sheila, that sounds like a strangulation risk.
So, I sometimes get caught up in my infinity scarf.
One of the answers I laughed out loud, Anne posted a comment that said, what next, fedoras? I was just imagining a baby in an infinity scarf and a fedora. Anyway, okay, keep it coming. Lots of good activity there on the Facebook group. What you post is just as interesting as what we post. Just wanted to prove that one more time. Oh, and one other thing I wanted to throw in, I know, Leanne, also on Tuesday, you and Julie were talking about the fact that you had decorated your home for the holidays. Ooh. You were getting psyched for the fall and for Thanksgiving, and it was emotionally hard for you because it was at this time last year where Mom was so sick, and then she passed away right after Thanksgiving. But you said you felt like it was a really, really good activity for you and that it turned out to be a very positive thing, right?
I'm glad I did it. And, and I used the Edna Dolan More is More School of Mantle decoration. Like, I thought I had finished, and then I put, like, 100 more things on the mantle. So I totally went for it. And I was really glad I did. I was super hesitant. I've been very sad the last couple of weeks. Just a lot of things reminding me of Mom. And so I was glad I did it.
Well, I had the voice of Edna Dolan in my head yesterday. I ran into Rite Aid to pick something up. Oh, I had to get some photos there. And they have all the big flu shot signs up everywhere.
Yes.
And you know how Mom would start like the 1st of September? Every time you talked to her on the phone, she would ask you if you got a flu shot. Like that was her main thing. Did you get your flu shot yet? Can I go with you to get your flu shot? So I walked in there yesterday and there were all the flu shot signs. And I thought, well, just in honor of Mom, I'm gonna get that flu shot.
All right.
So I went and I did that yesterday. And that made me feel good too. Like it was, I knew that's what she would be telling me to do in that very moment. So that's what I did. It was very satisfying.
Good, Liz. That's an inspiration because I thought of Mom too as soon as the flu shot signs went up. And I, being the youngest daughter, used to purposely not do it just to so I could say, no, I didn't get my flu shot, Mom.
And how's that been working out for you? A lot of flu? Yeah,
sometimes I get the flu, but it was totally worth it.
Okay. All right. So, anything else anyone needs to cover? We're good?
No. I just need to stop talking and when I talk, not say anything stupid.
Well, I'm sure you don't really have trouble with that. You're very impressive in a work environment, Sheila.
I mean, not that
you're not outside of a work environment, but I mean.
I try to rise to the occasion, Liz. Okay. I really do.
Yeah.
You know? And there's nothing a triple latte can't solve tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And an infinity scarf. Just to cover your mouth.
I am Infinity. I am just, that is my staple this fall. The white Infinity scarf. It covers everything, especially bad, dirty shirts that I'm wearing to school because I haven't done my laundry one more day.
Wow. Woo, that's quite an uplifting way to end.
Okay. Well, then one more thing that I'll just throw in. You'll be very happy to know, just opened on my street, on Montana Avenue, where, you know, the main prongs of the economy here on Montana Avenue is coffee, Pilates, and blow dry bars. Those sort of, everything on every block is either selling coffee, a Pilates studio, or a blow dry bar. Yesterday, breakthrough. We now have a foot massage place, Leanne.
The $25. It's probably more out there.
Yeah, no, it was $20 yesterday because it's the special introductory rate. So $20 for 30 minutes of foot massage. It's very nice. That was my little reward for getting my flu shot. So there you have it. Have a good week, sisters.
Thanks,
Liz. You too, Liz.
And don't forget, call your satellite sister.